I am Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie.
Well, jury's out on that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Popular vote.
We are joined by Charles and Josh of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. Apparently, when you become an air traffic controller, they surgically remove your last name.
Apparently, a lot of people have been doing that this year.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
The mystery.
You know, the mystery, the intrigue.
I know what
traffic doesn't have faces or last names.
You know what it is, bro. They don't want to wear their last name out.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's
okay.
What it is.
Yeah, gotta stay anonymous.
Yep, gotta stay anonymous. We want to talk about flight following for VFR pilots. I mean, everybody's heard of flight following. Everybody say, you know, you should call up and get flight following. Tell us why, and tell us you're not annoyed when we do.
First, thank you for having us on. I think there's a perception that flight following is we're just annoying them, so I'm not going to do it. I mean, there's the on book benefits of it, right? It's traffic calls, it's the safety alerts, emergency things, weather, all that. I don't know a controller that would say VFR flight following is annoying. I think it's one of those things of, you spoke about a student pilot, right? If we're busy and a student pilot is checking on and things are kind of not in the order it should be, or it's kind of taking a little bit long, we're human. You know, it may come out in kind of the tone of our voice. It doesn't mean we don't want to do it. It's just like, okay, we got it. We're trying to get to the point here.
It's
like,
Friday. I want to go home.
Exactly. I hit my quota. This is my VFR flight following
That's
quota.
Right.
I can go home after this one, you know?
Well, I mean, let me restart that thought. As a student pilot, you're already overwhelmed,
right?
And you're going to start telling me about airplanes, and I'm going to be like, what's he talking about?
Right.
So should we always preface our calls with, yeah, I am a student pilot, please be gentle?
I think from my perspective, I think it helps. It just kind of prepares me a little bit for, okay, maybe I'll stand by and let me get to you in a second because I have something else to do, and I'll block off a little bit more time to get through your service. But I think it does help for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And it kind of sets the tone of how you're going to be transmitting, because, you know, you have to have a little bit of buffer there with the way you're communicating. And same thing with foreign pilots that don't really, where English is their second language. And I think that it's pretty obvious when English is their second language, but when it comes to a student pilot, for instance, it kind of sets that tone so you know. So I think it helps in my experience. It does.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you have, where areas are you guys from?
I work at Oakland Center.
I'm at Seattle Tricon.
Okay. Well, they're both pretty busy, I imagine.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of times when you can't accommodate flight following?
It's happened before.
Okay.
And I've definitely had to cancel flight following before just because I was so busy, but it's rare.
So we should always make the effort and say, hey, I'm out here.
Right. And if we can't do it, we can't do it. But, you know, 99% of the time, you know.
Do you ever get the seasoned, read that, grizzled pilot that's like, he's annoyed that he has to call flight following? It's like, yeah, I know the airplane's out there. I can leave me alone.
I don't think so. I think, you know, at least for the airspace I work, I work a lot of the Sierra Nevadas and Truckee Tahoe area. So a lot of that is more experienced people who kind of go back and forth from the Bay Area to the mountains there. So most of the flight following we get are people who have done it before and they're kind of used to it. So we don't get a lot of newcomers over there. Yeah,
I would think that in tricky terrain, I don't want to use the word hazardous, but semi-dangerous terrain, you would like to have us on flight following just so that you
Absolutely.
Know we made it through wherever we're going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where we're at too, there's a lot of military aircrafts that are mixing in with the VFRs there, and they're doing the lake tours just like the VFR guys are. So absolutely. I would rather talk to the airplane than have to guess what kind of airplane that is or where they're going. I can be able to just, hey, what direction are you going to go? Where are you going to turn? So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, talk about what you want from the pilot when he calls in to request flight following. Is there like a standard list of questions you have to roll through?
So, actually, this would probably be interesting because being from a Tricon, Josh probably has a different answer than I do. So I'll let Josh answer first.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it depends on the controller, too, because we're all humans. But and this is one of the things that we've been talking about in our presentations because and we've had an exchange back and forth between controllers asking what is it you prefer because you will have different answers sometimes. But I would say generally the consensus is that, you know, where you're, who you are, where you're at, and what you're wanting to do, concise and simple, is, you know, try to get it all out in one transmission. And one of the things that's kind of interesting, that the story that I keep sharing is when I started at a lower level facility, I was taught, hey, just do the call sign and then, you know, hey, you, it's me. Nice to meet you kind of thing. Where are you headed? But then as you get to a busier TRACON, the intent was, no, we need to communicate to the pilots that they need to give everything all at once. Right, so it kind of depends on where you're at with the complexity, but generally speaking, if you keep it short and simple, here's who I am, the type of aircraft, and here's what I want to do, that's generally the best way to start your flight following.
Okay, do you want a bearing, a heading and an altitude or anything like that altitude, right off the bat?
Absolutely altitude, because okay. we have with the mode C and the transponder, we have to verify that with your altitude, and then otherwise we're going to ask you, you know, say altitude, and we make sure it checks with what you just said.
Say direction of flight, up.
Yeah, and we, up, right, yeah, absolutely. That way, I'm going to the left.
Yeah, I had a ground school instructor say that when you get a storm front, the wind always shifts to the right.
What does that mean?
What is that, to the right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Student pilots, I mean, I'm aiming this discussion at student pilots because we're the ones that are afraid of everybody in the government, so.
That's what they're coming after you.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're going to shoot me down.
Yeah. I think just for student pilots, just ask. Just ask. Plain language, if you don't know how to say it, you know, in the official terms, just plain language, we'll get through it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not there. We're not the police. We're there to help. We're there to offer a service. We're not here to get anyone in trouble.
Okay.
Just ask.
Yeah, and the one thing I would offer, too, is even like for a student pilot, communicating over the radio, how it's natural to feel timid in doing that, because as a...
A lot of them are afraid of the radio.
Right, and you know, I'm a CFII, but I started as a controller, and I was very comfortable talking on the radio as a controller because it was my job, but then once I started to fly, I knew what had to be said. But when I actually had to push the PTT to say it, as the pilot, I got that butterfly. I got nervous.
Because you don't want to screw up.
And I'm thinking, what? This is really strange. Like, this is my job.
Right, you're on the radio all the time.
But now you switch it to where the call sign is after the transmission or what have you. So, that's one thing I always taught my students was it is completely normal. It's okay. I'm a controller. When I started flying, I felt nervous too, even after being a controller. So, it's a normal thing. And we all go. And I think that kind of helps with the student pilot, disclaimer up front to say, hey, look, I'm a student pilot. And I think that gives a little bit of, that gives some grace to the controller to know, oh, okay, I'll kind of slow down a little bit. That's fine. We all train. We get it.
Personally, I think I always identify as a student pilot, even after I had, 400,000 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's why I keep the please be patient student driver on my car, no matter what. Yeah.
They don't have one of those for airplanes, do they?
They could use it, that's for sure.
Yeah,
they probably should. Tell me a funny story.
Funny story?
Yeah, of a flight following, or did you ever have anybody come back and say, like, what?
I mean, there's always these kind of small stories, but I don't know if I really, like, it just kind of happens, all day long.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know if I have anything specific.
All right, how many times a day do you have to call someone and tell them to close the flight plan? That's part of your job.
Now let's talk about this, all right?
Yeah. Okay, now we've opened the can of worms.
Let's crack that seal. Okay.
That happens very often, especially, like I said, I work in mountainous terrain, so it's one in, one out for a lot of these airports. And if the flight plan's not closed, I may even know that you're on the ground. But if the flight plan's not closed, we have to start search and rescue. Like, we have to start that process.
Okay.
So it's like either another pilot can relay it or you have to tell us. But if we don't get an official word, we have to start the process. Now, a lot of it, for the most part, it's over in 10 minutes. So we're not actually starting the real process. But the paperwork starts, So it is very, it's one of the more annoying parts, for sure.
Yeah, I did that once. But anyway.
I don't know. It seems like in your line of business, there's a lot of annoying parts.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of paperwork, yeah.
Isn't there a class in the traffic controller curriculum, how not to be annoying? or how not to be annoyed?
Right, yeah.
At Friday at 3:30 when your shift ends in 20 minutes?
Patience 101.
Yeah. I was going to say, one of the training manuals, how to irritate pilots.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you just pick that up. That's wisdom through the older controllers. They pass it on to you.
Now, you guys work the same airspace every day. You get familiar with the pilots?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you ever have those ones? Oh, no, not this guy. Why didn't he stay home today?
With the voice. I mean, it's just like that with controllers, too, right?
Okay.
Yeah. There's the grumpy one.
Yeah. 397 is the only one. What do you want?
Yeah.
That was one of the questions we got. Like, what about the controllers that you have to work or they're complaining about the grumpy controllers. We work with them.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You're talking to them.
No easier for you.
We're all in this together, folks.
Right. Listen, you won't get any sympathy from the pilot community on that.
Yeah, the difference is the pilot can change frequencies.
Right, yeah. We can't. We're stuck in that room.
Exactly, yep.
I'm literally tethered to the console with a cord. I can't leave.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'd love to know how many times you get a pilot and a controller that just don't get along, and both of them are thinking, not this bum again.
Yeah, it's fun to experience, actually. Yeah.
is that what
different
you call
meaning from afar.
From afar.
I'm not the controller. Yeah. Here we go. I cannot wait to switch this aircraft to this sector.
Nice.
Yeah. So in other words, you love it when somebody else is suffering, but not when you
are.
Right.
Yeah. When they say, have a nice day.
That's an excellent day.
It's actually, they're trying to tell you something else. Yeah, really funny. Rude.
Well, those unexpected reroutes, it's because we're trying to give you to a specific controller.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
The weather's
fine. We just say
fine.
For weather.
Yeah. or the classic catch-all, noise abatement.
There you go. Right. Well, we've been speaking with Charles and Josh from the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, and I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.